Bob, what do you miss most about Ron?
I miss the fact that he likes to laugh, and when he laughs, he lets it all hang out. It's a very noticeable laugh.
I was just thinking the same exact, that was going to be my answer, is when he was of a mood, he enjoyed himself.
It was a hearty, hearty laugh.
A hearty.
Thank you, City Limits. You're right on cue.
It really does sound like a combination of a jolly old St. Nicholas and somebody who has definitely had a lot to drink that night.
And I think he got looser and happier right before he left. It was pre-quitting elation, right?
Yeah. And now he's really embraced the, you know, the on-your-own retirement lifestyle, whatever that is, because I still don't know what that is for him. I know he walks a lot every day, but, you know, he just does what he does.
What do you miss, Limits?
I miss Ron not knowing my name, where he would walk up and down the hallway. I'd be like, hi, Ron, you know, because, you know, growing up, you're always read Ron's stuff, and, you know, you hear him, and you're like, oh, man, Ron Cook. Like, hi, Ron. I'd say hi to him every time I'd see him in the hallway. He'd look at me. He'd say the same thing every single time. Say, okay, now. When I told him, hello, Ron, how are you? Okay, now. That's all.
I think he might have favored Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, over you. I think that might have been the case. And I don't know if he was like, you know.
He'd make it clear who his favorites were.
Yeah, you know, if he was like Nick Saban, where he wanted to be part of the succession plan at producer. I don't know if he wanted to make that call, but if he had, you wouldn't be here.
Oh,
not that he didn't like you. He did. He thought you were a jolly little man. But I think he...
For jolly old St. Nick, thought I was the jolly man.
I think he was a big, and so am I, by the way, a big Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers guy, but Sean has other commitments, right?
Right. Yeah.
That could have been a battle with you and him if Sean was available full time.
Very possible.
Might have gone down to the wire.
Yeah, very possible.
But I too miss Ron's laugh, Bob. I really do.
Yeah. I guess he's doing well. I haven't really heard much from him, so sounds to me like he's either busy.
No news is good news there.
Or just chilling out and not worrying about another thing.
When I saw him, the weight of the world had been lifted off his shoulders. Just the weight of you know,
daily
50 years of deadlines. Yeah,
yeah. It does beat you up. I don't think there's any question.
50 years of deadlines lifted off his shoulder. Can we hear that jolly laugh one more time? Limits. It just makes you want to laugh, doesn't it?
It really does.
Do you think we'll see him again, Bob? And where will you see him? In what venue? Like, I may see him in Florida because I plan to go once a year.
Yeah, I don't know that he goes many places. He may come and visit Taylor, wherever she may be.
He may go to Domenico's now and again.
Does he come back here at all? I know. I probably, there's no reason for him to.
It wouldn't surprise me if he does sneak in there for a night. It wouldn't surprise me. Let me just say that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to see him again at some point.
It was a loss to the local sports scene. Remember when Sam Nover left?
Oh, sudden Sam. I remember Sam.
He was a treat, wasn't he?
He was a treat, yes.
He was one of the few old school guys who took me under their wing when I came here. You didn't. He did.
Oh, please. Just because I patted you on the head in an elevator, you're holding me.
At the time, you weren't really old school.
No,
yet.
I was still.
We're talking late 90s.
No, he was. Yeah, Sam was really good about it.
Sam took an interest in my career. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, he was. I've never met anyone quite like Sam. You know, he was one of those people who demanded excellence in everything, and that included if you went to a restaurant and everything wasn't right, he'd make sure the waitress or waiter would know.
Oh, really?
Excuse me, ma'am. That's not what I ordered. Please take it back and have it done medium, not medium well.
Wow.
Stuff like that. It made me laugh.
He seemed to appreciate my interviewing skills, that I wasn't afraid to ask a hard question, according to him. He's like, you asked the right questions. And that was a big compliment coming from him. Big.
It's a really big
compliment. Was your mentor coming in here?
Well, I've had a few, like, over the years. John Sanders, who I first worked with at KDKA, do you remember John?
Who later went to ESPN?
Well, he did Pirates play-by-play.
Oh,
when we
okay.
Had it.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I
he's
don't
done some ESPN
I remember
for
the
sure.
name. Yeah.
Yeah, he was big on that. You know, I remember Stan Saverin was really important to me and his
me too.
Willingness. Yeah. Bill Hillgrove, same way. You could approach those guys and they would tell you exactly.
He's been great to me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most yeah. of these
so
guys.
So all these guys who, and I think if you, you know, to me, I want to, you know, pay that forward to others who come to our station if I can and try to help out because I know, you know, you can't forget.
That's
where
why
you came
I've been
from.
So helpful with Destiny's Child.
Yeah. I mean, it's important. To, you
seriously,
know,
getting
to
him on
out.
The air, his own nickname. Can we hear the music for that as you play it low as me and Bob continue to converse? This is what we bring in Andrew Destin to every week, Bob.
Destiny's Child music?
Yeah. What was your relationship like with Myron?
It was good, not long enough, to be honest. He's another one who was very helpful to me. I had the same experience with Bob Prince. When he, you know, he back in the day, before he got sick and died, he had a role on KDK as a commentator. He would come in. I was, here we go, Destiny's Child. But I would play golf with him once at St. Clair
wow.
Country Club.
What was that like?
That was pretty cool.
Golf Although with the Gunner.
But he told stories that were, you know, amazing stories that, you know, remember them all almost. A lot of funny ones, a lot of interesting stories that he's encountered over the years. So.
That is a memory for a lifetime.
Yeah. When you've been around, that's what happens. And you got to cherish those because you never know when they're going to end. Right?
How about Mike Lang?
Same thing. Mike was always, I tell you what, Mike was one of those guys too who I think he really liked it. When he first, you know, when we were doing, he used to do commentaries also on KDK. We had hockey, you know, on KDK before all the cables. So back in the 1991-92, there were games on, you know, we did post-game shows from there. We did all that stuff, just like baseball. You know, when CBS had the baseball deal, that meant that NLCS with the Braves was on our air, and we followed up with, you know, and that's why I was down in Atlanta at Fulton County, and that bottom of the ninth occurred. And we had to go in the locker room before the game was over. There were no TVs in there back then. All you heard was
champagne in there already?
Everything, and then they had to move it.
Oh, my God.
And you didn't know why.
I remember that story.
Yeah, so, yeah, you meet so many great people.
Wait, so were you watching on a monitor?
No, there was no monitor back. Now they have monitors everywhere.
So how did you know what happened? Just word of mouth?
I heard the tomahawk chop quite a bit. The inning lasted way too long, and I was asking questions down there and, you know, was told what happened. So I really didn't see a lot of it. And the problem with that is you had to go in and ask questions after that of something I didn't see really the end of.
Wow, I've had that experience.
Yeah, and so you just ask questions. So
because there are times you're in these press boxes where it takes 20 minutes to get from there to the locker room.
Yeah, I know.
If you're going to be there in time for the locker room thing, you got
to
go with time left in the game.
You have to leave early, so.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.